everyone. I am so excited to kick off this new series called The Comeback Kid. Now, when you hear comeback kid, you probably think of someone who was in a tough situation but managed to bounce back stronger than ever. Okay, think about some of the greatest athletes, someone like Michael Jordan. You'd expect him to have been great from the beginning, right? But guess what? He didn't even make his high school varsity basketball team at first. He had a setback. But we all know how that turned out. Jordan came back and became arguably the greatest basketball player ever. And yes, I said arguably because I know that there are some LeBron James fans out there, and I'm actually one of them. But that's not the point. That's a comeback story. And then you have Simone Biles. She's the most decorated gymnast in history. But at the Tokyo Olympics, she had to step back to preserve her mental health. But what does she do in Paris? She came back and won multiple gold medals again. Another amazing comeback. So we all love a good comeback story. We love cheering for the underdog. We love when someone overcomes obstacles to do something great. So that's why in this series, we are talking about one of the greatest comeback stories of all time. A kid who was literally born next to animals, grew up in a very small town, and then became famous because of all of the good he was doing, only to be rejected by his friends and face death. But he had a comeback that has the potential to change all of our stories. Now, of course, his comeback was different, but the world hasn't stopped talking about it since. And in fact, his story can change how we think about our own comebacks. Isn't it true that maybe we all love comeback stories because we have all needed a comeback of our own? Maybe we didn't need to redeem ourselves at the Olympics, but maybe it's in school. You've been struggling, failing tests, and it feels like you can't get ahead. Or maybe things are rough at home. Your parents are splitting up, or you're feeling the pressure of trying to live up to certain expectations. Maybe a friendship is changing and you're wondering if you can get it back to how it used to be. Some of you might be dreaming of becoming the next Michael Jordan or LeBron James, but you can't seem to hit shots when they matter the most. No matter the situation, it can feel overwhelming when you feel down and out, like the world is closing in on you. And I know that I felt that way before. And when we feel that way, it's normal to look for a solution. Like if your friendship is struggling, maybe you make a grand gesture to try to win your friend back, or reject your friend before they can reject you. Or if you didn't make the basketball team, maybe you end up trying a new hobby to feel better about yourself. Or maybe you went through a breakup and you decided that you needed a new look, so you dyed your hair or tried getting bangs. I've been there. Unfortunately, if we can't find a solution, we often look for an escape. We scroll social media to avoid our emotions. We party with our friends to try to numb the pain. We ghost a friend to avoid having a tough conversation. Now, we should look for solutions to our problems. And it's also not wrong to look for healthy ways to cope. But sometimes the very thing we hoped would provide our comeback actually makes things worse. And isn't it true that even if our comeback does work out, that sometimes it's not enough? We make a different sports team, but we don't feel as different as we thought we would. We get the new look, but we don't get the approval that we're hoping for. We work through conflicts with our friends, but we still kind of feel alone. So what do we do when the comeback we were hoping for doesn't turn out to be all that we were hoping for? Is it possible that what we really need isn't just a comeback? What we really need is hope. So let's look at someone in the Bible who went through a really tough time and really needed a comeback. Her name was Martha, and she was a close friend of Jesus. Martha had a brother named Lazarus, and one day he got seriously sick, like might not survive sick. Martha knew that Jesus had healed people before, so she sent word to him asking for help. Okay, so let's say this balloon represents hope that Lazarus will be okay. That's what Martha wanted. And out of that hope, she prayed that God would help the situation. Then she sent word to Jesus because she hoped that he could help. But Jesus didn't go to Lazarus right away. And by the time he did arrive, it was too late. Lazarus had died. In fact, Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. He was so dead that Martha was worried there would be a rotting smell if they opened the tomb. And she felt what I think anyone would feel, that all hope was lost. Martha was heartbroken. Now, in John 11, we read about her interaction with Jesus when he showed up. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha answered, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Martha was honest with Jesus about her disappointment. She was honest that she had hoped that he would heal her brother. She also seemed to still have some hope. She said that God would do what Jesus asked, but when Jesus said her brother would rise again, she revealed that her hope was in a future outcome. She believed that her brother would rise again one day, but it didn't change how heartbroken she was right then. Next, Jesus said something that changed everything. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this? This is a big claim. Jesus was claiming to be God. And did you catch it? He said that he was the resurrection and the life, present tense. Martha could have hope, not in just some future reality, but she could have hope in him. And she believed him. Yes, Lord, she replied. I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. This was huge. Martha and Jesus were friends, and Martha just confessed that she believed Jesus to be the Son of God. In other words, Jesus is the person who gives us hope. Now, here's the thing. We can put our hope in Jesus, not just because of what he said, but because of what he did. In fact, as we read the rest of the story, he proved that he is the resurrection and the life. He actually raised Lazarus from the dead. He proved to Martha that what he said about himself was true. We can be filled with hope, not because all of our circumstances work out, but because of Jesus. We don't have to walk around deflated and defeated. Jesus was proving that he is the person that gives us hope. So what does it mean for us that Jesus is the resurrection and the life? What are we hoping in him for? How does it change how we view our own comeback stories? It means that Jesus wants to give us full life, a life full of more joy, peace, hope, love, and all sorts of other good things. Not just one day in the future, but now. It means that even when we feel like all hope is lost, we can trust that Jesus can still bring restoration and life. It means that he is who we look to when we're looking for a comeback. So practically, what does this look like? Well, first, think about two questions. First, what is your hope in? Try filling in the blank. If I just had blank, everything would be okay. Now let's be clear, it's normal to want safety, security, food, shelter, and love. And if you are concerned about having one of those things, please talk to your leader so that they can help. But sometimes when we answer that question, we learn that our hope is more like in popularity, what people think about us, a new look, or a change in our situation. That's when it's important to remember that Jesus is our hope. And second question is, how does hoping in Jesus change how you live? What actions would you take if you believe Jesus is who he says he is? Do you talk to him about the situations you need hope for? What does it look like to believe that Jesus wants to give you life, not just in the future, but today? Having hope can be really difficult, but the good news is that we don't have to look for hope alone. So after you ask your questions, take action. And talk to people who can remind you to hope in Jesus. Sometimes we need help hoping in Jesus, and that's where community comes in. That's part of why we do small groups, so that you can have a group of people who can remind you to hope in Jesus. Jesus said he is the resurrection and the life, and that changes everything. When he raised Lazarus from the dead, it was more than just a miracle. It was a glimpse into the kind of hope that he offers all of us. As we go through this series, we will dive deeper into why we can trust Jesus to be the ultimate comeback kid and what that means for your life. So let's keep exploring how his story changes our stories. But for now, when you head to groups, think about your response to this question. Where do you need a comeback right now?